we would like to welcome our first speaker, Katie Fassbinder. She is an alumni and current parent at Youth Initiative High School. Katie's passions are yoga, rock and roll, and cats.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you all for being here. As a parent, I'm always trying to calibrate my approach to meeting my kids halfway. You know, I'm hoping that they'll grow up to be strong, independent, really find themselves, but that as their mother, I can scaffold their growth so that it kind of remains mostly safe and generally positive. Well, my son, Andrew, meeting him halfway has taken me to some really interesting, unforeseen, and usually pretty exciting places. And this is a story about one of those times. So back in 2015, Andrew was a fourth grader, 11 years old. And as is our kind of tradition each year, Jared, my husband, and I ask our kids to put together a little Christmas list, mainly for the grandparents, just kind of let them know what they're into that particular year. So Andrew's read, number one, go-kart. Number two, BB gun. Number three, red tuxedo. So yeah, go-kart, BB gun, red tuxedo. Jared and I, you know, he submitted the list and we thought, wow, okay, two things. Number one, Andrew might be disappointed with Christmas this year. And number two, we might be raising the next James Bond. So, you know, we did the math on this whole thing. We're like, okay, go-kart, definitely not. He is a demon on a ripboard and a bicycle. And we're not ready for the gateway to firearms plan with the BB gun. So we decided red tuxedo is actually the most practical thing our 11-year-old came up with this year. So, you know, $35 later, a couple clicks of the mouse, there is a red tuxedo under the Christmas tree. So Christmas came, and Andrew opened his red tuxedo. He was elated. He immediately put it on, came out of his bedroom, feeling like $1 million, and forgot about the go-kart and the BB gun, which was lucky for us. You know, and I remember thinking, gosh, I wonder what he's going to use a red tuxedo for. I assume probably Valentine's Day, maybe an important Pleasant Ridge Friday assembly or a wedding or maybe Halloween. Then January 11th, it's a Monday. Monday, January 11th, 2016 happened. There is no holiday. I looked it up. There is no holiday, I think, in any country in the world on Monday, January 11th. But Andrew comes out of his bedroom, hair slicked back with a little bit of product, and he's wearing his red tuxedo. I'm stirring the oatmeal, and I watch him go to the table, and I'm like, well, wow, Andrew, you look very handsome today. And he just nodded. You know, he knows that. And I said, but buddy, it's Monday, and I'm just wondering why you're wearing your red tuxedo. And he looked at me like, Mom, you know, what are you, like, he is like a different language I was speaking, and I could tell he was thinking, if you have a tuxedo, why aren't you wearing it as often and as soon as possible? So in that moment, it occurred to me, I'm raising a red tuxedo man. Like, that's just my kid, and I'm just here for the ride. So we went with it, and, you know, he put his little snowsuit on because it was January 11th, and got in the Honda Odyssey, dropped him off on the Pleasant Ridge playground. I kind of watched him get out of the car, and I giggled because I was just imagining what would happen when he revealed the fire truck red threads. Came home from work that night. I was really excited to see how it went. So I went right to his room, knocked on his door. Little sad voice said, come in. It's like, oh gosh. You know, I came in and there was Andrew lying flat on his bed, face up, staring at the ceiling, and the red tuxedo was crumpled in a little pile next to his garbage can. So I said, Andrew, how was school today? Bad. I said, oh, man, well, like, how did the kids like your red tuxedo? They hated it. They thought it was stupid. I just never want to see it again. Could you just take it out of here? And in that moment, a little tear went streaming down his cheek, and then he quickly covered his face because he was a really tough guy and he didn't want his mom to see him crying. And I wasn't quite sure what to do in that moment because my little red tuxedo guy was kind of heartbroken. So all I could do was, you know, give him a hug, and I picked up the red tuxedo pile, and I left the room. That night, I was lying in bed, and I was like, what have I done? I mean, should I have bought him a black tuxedo? Or maybe I should have gone with the go-kart. The kids would have loved a go-kart. And gosh, if he was in public school, he could have gotten his ass kicked for wearing that thing. And so I'm just like, you know, really trying to figure out, how am I going to parent both Andrew and myself through this really yucky moment? And then it dawned on me. 6 weeks after January 11th, we were scheduled to go visit my parents, who were staying in kind of northern Arizona, and the nearest airport to where they were staying was the one city in the United States where an 11-year-old guy could feel right at home in a red tuxedo, Las Vegas. It's like, okay, this could work. So 6 weeks went by. When I went to pack, I kind of shoved the red tuxedo underneath all of my clothes so he didn't know about it. The red tuxedo was never spoken about between January 11th and February, when we went on this trip. We had a great week, and on the last night, I announced to the kids, all right, kids, we were in Las Vegas at this point. I said, all right, we're going to go have a night on the town. We're going to go out for an awesome Italian dinner, and then we're going to go see a magic show. They were so excited because the magician was Matt Franco. And Matt Franco is this really hip, at that time, 20-something-year-old who had just won America's Got Talent. Andrew actually had dressed up like a magician for Halloween that particular school year, so I knew he would be hook, line, and sinker into this plan. So I said, I want you to pick out your finest, fanciest threads that you've got packed, and then we're going to go out on the town. So I saw Andrew go over to his little backpack and, you know, open it up, and just panic struck over his whole being, because he knew he had twice-worn T-shirts and dirty basketball shorts packed at this point. He looked up at me, and I'm like, come here, buddy. Those of you who know Andrew knows may remember that in fourth grade, style was really important to him. So I'm like, okay, this could be my chance. I said, here, come in here. And I took him to the room where my suitcase was, and I said, have a seat on the bed. And he sat down. I'm like, okay, there's something about you that's just, it's a little different than some other people, and they may not understand it, but I think that you're kind of a red tuxedo guy. And you know, we're in the one city in the world that I know you can wear a red tuxedo and you will fit right in. So I did bring it for you. And I got out the red tuxedo and I held it out. He kind of looked at it, kind of, you know, cockeyed a little bit. Then he looked at me, looked at the tuxedo. He said, I'll do it. So about 5 minutes later, little dude comes out of the bathroom, hair slicked back with a little bit of product, wearing the red tuxedo and a little black and white and red striped bow tie that I had packed for the occasion. He was ready to go. So the whole night, it was just like redemption after redemption. All the ladies that saw him were doting, oh, look how handsome you are in your red tuxedo. And the gentlemen were giving him the nod of approval, like, way to go, little dude. And as a mother, I just thought, I couldn't have planned this better. But then came the magic show. So we had reasonable tickets. We weren't nosebleed, but we were definitely not in the upper echelon tickets. But we had a great view, and Matt Franco was a phenomenal magician. If you ever get out to Vegas, I recommend his show. But towards the middle, Franco said, okay, I'm going to need an audience member to come help me do this next trick. So, you know, please, a show of hands of willing volunteers. Of course, Andrew's little red arm is, you know, swinging in the air, and so were hundreds of other arms. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, if he could get on stage with Matt Franco, this would totally erase all the negative energy from those threads, and this would just, but he didn't get chosen. I looked around, I looked to my left and my right, and my family was there, and we were having this completely magical, perfect night together in Vegas, and none of us got shot or stabbed or anything, and I was just like, this is a good night. You know, whether or not my kid gets on stage with Matt Franco, this has been the best night. And it truly was one of my favorite nights that our family had ever had. Then towards the end of the magic show, Franco said, okay, this next trick is pretty complicated. I'm going to need somebody from the audience who really knows what they're doing. So can I see a show of hands? So my son Andrew did not just raise his hand. He jumped out of his seat And he started jumping up and down and waving his little red arm, you know, just like making himself as tall as possible. Franco scanned the room, and he only saw one guy. And he said, "You, the guy in the red tuxedo, come on up." So Andrew, it was like the Price is Right moment. He floated over the row of people that we were in. And then he got to the aisle, did the jog up to the stage. And he kind of skipped the usual protocol of using the stairs with the bodyguards on either side to get up the stage. And he literally just leapt up on the stage in a single bound, which the audience loved, in a red tuxedo. And so, you know, Franco was like, all right. And Andrew just nailed the trick. You know, he made a couple funny quips. He was right on. As a thank you, Matt Franco gave him an autographed deck of playing cards, which Andrew still has to this day and treasures. So the next Monday rolls around. He's back at Pleasant Ridge. And he doesn't wear his red tuxedo, but he does bring his autographed deck of Matt Franco playing cards. And he tells his whole class about the time he got to help Matt Franco with a trick, and he's pretty sure he got noticed because of the red tuxedo. And the kids, you know, at first they're like, come on, Andrew. But then, you know, the deck was all the proof they needed. And before the end of the day, Luca wanted a purple tuxedo, and Josiah wanted a blue tuxedo. And, like, all the kids in the class had a different rainbow color of tuxedo, and they were all going to go to Vegas and become magicians. Throughout parenting Andrew, being his mom, I've had lots of red tuxedo moments. I should tell you about one more real quick, which was the last day of eighth grade. This was 4 years later. The tuxedo no longer fit quite right. But Andrew put it on for his May 2020 last day of eighth grade Zoom meeting. So he showed up on the Zoom cam in his little red tuxedo, and the class knew right away what he was going for. So, you know, again, lots of red tuxedo moments in my life because of Andrew, and I'm really thankful for them all because I think there's a little red tuxedo in me. However, I've never had quite the courage that Andrew's had, definitely not when I was younger. You know, I learned a lot from Andrew and from all of my kids, but my idea of what's even possible has been expanded by meeting Andrew halfway. For one, I've learned that any Monday in January, even when there's oatmeal for breakfast, is a special enough occasion to wear a red tuxedo to fourth grade. I've also seen and been reminded that when you're in your true nature, that's when the greatest joy is possible. So I'm really thankful for the red tuxedo moment and all of the ones that I share with all of my kids. And I hope that someday they'll be willing to meet me halfway when they're out in the world, because it's really important that we do that as parents and kids. And I want to thank you all for sharing another red tuxedo moment with me.